Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. We are again on location in Wittenberg, and we are very near the Melanchthon House. The Melanchthon House is just a few doors down from the Black Cloister, the Augustinian monastery that was Luther's home, and it is also right next to the University of Wittenberg. That is fitting because Melanchthon was quite the scholar. He was part of that Wittenberg Five. We talked about Nicholas von Amsdorf and Justus Jonas and Johannes Bugenhagen, and I mentioned Philip Melanchthon, of course. The fifth of the circle is Luther himself. And in that episode, I told you that Melanchthon is worthy of an episode all by himself. And today we are keeping that promise. Melanchthon was born on February 16, 1497. As a 10-year-old, he's learning Latin and Greek. He's even reading the Greek poets and he's reading Aristotle. He went to Heidelberg for more study in philosophy and the classics, and then he went on to Tübingen and again more study. In 1518, he arrived at Wittenberg and he was appointed a professor of Greek. He went with Luther that next year to the Leipzig debate. In fact, pretty much wherever Luther went, Melanchthon went too, and Melanchthon even went places where Luther couldn't. We'll get to that in a moment. In 1520, Melanchthon married Katharina Knapp. She was the daughter of Wittenberg's very own mayor. And in 1521, as Luther is standing there before the Diet at Worms, the Diet of Worms, that same year, Melanchthon publishes his Loci. This is a series of theological writings under common or leading thoughts as the organizing rubric for this work. It's a systematic expression of both Luther's teaching and of the Reformation. And in this next decade of 1520, Melanchthon is there side by side with Luther. And as Luther is lecturing and teaching at Wittenberg, so is Melanchthon. Eventually, Melanchthon is going to make the move from being a professor of Greek and lecturing on biblical books over to the Department of Theology and lecture on theology. In 1530, a number of these Wittenberg scholars are going to go to Torgau at the invite of John the Steadfast. John the Steadfast was the brother of Frederick the Wise. And when Frederick the Wise died in 1525, John the Steadfast became the Elector of Saxony. And he called his theologians to Torgau to work up a doctrinal statement. Now, Luther was there, and they spent a few weeks, and they hammered out these articles. And then John the Steadfast was going to take these articles and present them at Augsburg. This is in 1530. Augsburg was outside of John the Steadfast's immediate area of rule, and Luther was not promised safe conduct. And remember, he was an outlaw, so Luther did not go. He awaited in the Castle Coburg for 6 months in 1530. Melanchthon went along, and he was one of the main theologians there and helping the German princes understand what was going on in the Augsburg Confession. And as they all affixed their signatures to the Augsburg Confession, this was quite a victory for the Reformation and for Luther's thought. In Melanchthon's Commentary to the Galatians, which was published in 1529, Luther wrote the preface. And in that preface, he said, "I had to fight with rabble and devils, for which reason my books are very warlike. I am the rough pioneer who must break the road, but Master Philip comes along softly and gently, sows and waters heartily, since God has richly endowed him with gifts." And so there we see it, the complementary abilities of Luther and Melanchthon. As the year 1560 approached, Melanchthon, through some travels, fell ill, and he would die on April 19th, 1560. Before his death, he wrote down these words, "You shall see God, you shall look upon the sun, you will learn those wonderful mysteries which you have not been able to understand in this life." Melanchthon is buried here in Wittenberg in the Schlosskirche next to Martin Luther. Well, that's the life of one of the Wittenberg Five, Philip Melanchthon. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History. As we finish up this week's episode, here's an encouraging quote from the Puritan, John Flavel. "Poor Christian, be not dejected, because you see yourself outstripped and excelled by so many in other parts of knowledge. If you know Jesus Christ, you know enough to comfort and to save your soul."